Even to the best of us. At least your car insurance rate doesn't have to take a hit. Get Erie Rate Lock from Erie Insurance. Gives you a great rate that stays put until you change a car, driver, or your address. Plus, seriously good service. Now that's something to smile about.
Your local Erie agent in Champaign and Urbana is Sticklin Insurance. Get a quote at 217-328-1612.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
North Korea could rapidly become an economic powerhouse. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump tweeted that if there's complete denuclearization, this is he gets ready to travel today to Vietnam, where he'll meet this week for a second time with Kim Jong-un.
We've given up nothing. The sanctions are on, everything's on, but we have a special feeling.
The Senate Democrats put out a statement wanting the president's meeting with Kim to demonstrate tangible, verifiable nuclear progress. The president is also talking up progress trying to end the trade dispute with China. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
President Trump on Twitter saying he would delay an increase in tariffs on Chinese exports to the U.S. that were originally scheduled to take effect this Friday. Also announcing that he's planning a summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping at Mar-a-Lago to finalize a trade agreement.
We put ourselves into a position of strength for the first time in about 35 years, or probably a lot more than that.
The president says substantial progress has been made in talks with China, pointing to number of issues, including intellectual property protection, technology transfer, agriculture, and currency manipulation. Dave?
John, the day before House Democrats vote on their resolution to block President Trump's declaration of an emergency at the border, hoping to stop him from reallocating money for more wall. He tweeted he hopes Senate Republicans don't get led down the path of weak and ineffective border security. If the Senate passes it too, the president would veto the resolution. At the Academy Awards on ABC.
The Oscar goes to Green Book.
It won Best Picture, and Spike Lee, who doesn't like the movie, was visibly upset. He also, accepting Best Adapted Screenplay for Black Klansman, brought up the 2020 election.
Let's all mobilize. Let's all be on the right side of history.
Urging people to choose love over hate, the president tweeted it was a racist hit against him. Other Oscar winners, Rami Malek got Best Actor for Bohemian Rhapsody. Olivia Colman, Best Actress for The Favorite. Roma got Top Foreign Film and Best Director. This is Fox News.
You know what's fun? Refunds. And using my tax refund to save big at Family Dollar, where you can save 5, 10, and 20 bucks with Family Dollar smart coupons. This week, 12-pack Pepsi products, buy 3 for $10. Angel Soft bath tissue or sparkle paper towels, $4.50. And Tide liquid or pods, $2.95 with your Family Dollar smart coupons. Sign up today. Download our app or visit FamilyDollar.com, where Family Dollar is refund.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Well, there's much reporting and speculation that Special Counsel Robert Mueller is finishing up his Russia and Trump investigation, and the Democratic head of the House Intelligence Committee, who's doing his own Trump investigations, is eager to get the reports.
Representative Adam Schiff on ABC's This Week says the public has a right to know what's in the report. He says new Attorney General William Barr knows that.
If he were to try to withhold, to try to bury any part of this report, that will be his legacy, and it will be a tarnished legacy.
But on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures, GOP Senator Lindsey Graham says if Democrats keep pushing that with no collusion found,
it's going to blow up in their face in 2020.
Mueller's team says don't expect a report, at least this week. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Ex-Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, who will go to prison in May for lying to Congress, will testify at 3 hearings at the Capitol this week, one in public. They're cleaning up the damage storms caused over the weekend in the southeast. A man died driving through floodwaters in Tennessee. A woman was killed in a tornado in Mississippi.
The National Weather Service has confirmed that the tornado that hit Columbus, Mississippi, killing one woman, was an EF3 with winds over 130 miles an hour. Columbus Mayor Robert Smith Sr. says they're getting recovery help from nearby cities, as well as people who live there helping their neighbors.
It's just amazing how resilient the citizens that live in the city of Columbus when a disaster tragedy of this magnitude occur, how we come together.
Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant is expected to sign a disaster declaration today. The tornado was part of a storm system that also dumped rain on other areas, causing flooding and water rescues in Mississippi, Middle Tennessee, Kentucky, and West Virginia. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
There could be a big surge on Wall Street at the opening bell later this hour. Dow futures are up nearly 200 points. The Dow has gone up 9 straight weeks, a streak we haven't seen since 1995. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them in their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Urbana police are looking for an 18-year-old they believe is connected to a shooting earlier this month. They are looking for 18-year-old Khalid R. Purnell on charges of aggravated battery with a firearm. On February 3rd, police responded to shots fired near West Beardsley Avenue and James Street. They learned that an 18-year-old had arrived at the hospital with multiple gunshot wounds. Bond on that warrant was set at $500,000. A road closure to be aware of this week. Starting at 7 o'clock this morning, West Illinois Street will be closed between South Lincoln Avenue and South Busey Avenue. The road should be open by 5 p.m. Friday. This is for sewer repairs. Two men have been arrested in connection with break-ins in Mahomet. 40-year-old Chester Lee Crowley was arrested for two burglaries. 27-year-old Justin Beckett was accused of allegedly taking part in one of those same burglaries. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Looking to buy a home in 2019? Don't leave your mortgage up in the air. Go with the lender that has the numbers to back it up.
Hi, my name is Justin Gensler with the 217 Mortgage Team at IMB. 2018 was an amazing year. As I look back and think about the over 250 families I helped through the mortgage process, I feel blessed to have had the opportunity to do what I do every day. In 2018, I helped numerous first-time home buyers. I helped clients purchase lower-end foreclosure homes. Growing families buy homes with more room. Families downsize due to their children leaving to start their own family. All the way to luxurious high-end custom homes. So this year, when you make that next step, call me, Justin Gensler, Champaign County's number one lender.
Champaign County Lender Ranking, sourced by CoreLogic.
Illinois National Bank. We make banking easy. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 477621. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your weather, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Love having the sunshine. Today's high near the freezing point, down to 18 this evening, 38 tomorrow, partly sunny, down to around 28, 42 the high on Wednesday. More clouds and then a chance of precipitation for Thursday with a high 34. We're currently at 16, wind chills at 4. ESPN 93.5.
Well, Janet is down in Orlando with Grace. They're flying home tonight, but Grace and Janet ran, my wife and my daughter ran the Disney Half Marathon for the Children's Miracle Network, and they had to get up at 2:15 on Sunday morning to get on a bus. They had to get this run complete by the time the park opened. 24,000 runners in their Children's Miracle Network, and both Janet and Grace finished holding hands. Pretty cool moment for a mother-daughter. Miss Illinois was there with other misses from around the nation. Miss America, Children's Miracle Network, their overall platform for Miss America as they support that. Anyway, fun. They had just a great time. I'm sure it's all over Facebook. Running 13.1, which gets me thinking about the Illinois Marathon coming up. And we'll have 20,000 plus in town in April getting ready for all that. So, all right, it is Monday morning. It's February 25. You know that March is coming up Friday. And then a week from Saturday, we're going to spring ahead on the clocks already. I do enjoy that. We'll get lighter at the end of the day. It's already lightened to the 6 o'clock hour now. Now it'll be 7:30 in a week and a half, 2 weeks. So there's that. Okay, medical error is responsible for more than 250,000 deaths this year. Did you know that? That's a lot of errors.
Yeah.
This, according to Johns Hopkins research, making it the third leading cause of death in the United States, medical error. Dosage mistakes, undetected surgical errors mix up with medications,
How can you become your own patient advocate? Best-selling author Gloria J. York exposes the doctor error epidemic in her new book, Medical Manslaughter, which provides specific examples of what can go wrong, how you can avoid mistakes, and save a life. It's good to meet you, Gloria. Congratulations on the success of your book. It's a little eye-opening, and I'm kind of surprised by these numbers.
Yes, absolutely. It is a secret epidemic that is throughout the medical field, which I've exposed in this book. And the reason I wrote Medical Manslaughter is because my husband was one of those statistics. He died because of an egotistical doctor who became very arrogant and actually made a very crucial mistake that started the end of his life. She put him in a coma. And after 2 weeks, they couldn't bring him out of a coma. And the head neurologist said to me, let him die. And I said, I will not let him die. He's in there fighting, and I'm going to bring him out of this. So I moved him out of the hospital into a nursing home, and many nursing homes refused us because he was in a coma state. But one took him in finally because he expected him to die in 5 days. But 34 days later, I brought him out of the coma.
Wow.
And in Medical Manslaughter, I give you several tips on how you can bring someone out of a coma.
How do you determine who's at fault? I mean, it's pretty hard to get the information when the tendency, I would think, would be to kind of protect your
own. Just accept it.
Well, in our case, my husband fell. He had a concussion, blood all over his brain. Doctor sent him out of ICU after 3 days, said, you're going to have some rehab. I'm sending you upstairs. You'll be home in 3 days. And he was doing great. I mean, he always knew me. He had his senses. He could stand. He could touch his nose and all the stuff they ask you to do. But this doctor decided that he needed, she was going to change his medicines, and he needed a sleeping pill. And I said, I disagree with that, doctor. I said, I've never heard of you wanting to give someone a sleeping pill who has this blood all over his brain. And I said, he's sleeping fine anyway. There's been no trouble sleeping. And back and forth we went, and then she just got belligerent and said, I know what I'm doing. And she stormed out of the room. And even though they knew I didn't want him to have that sleeping pill, they slipped it to him early that night as soon as I left.
Wow.
He usually didn't get his pills till 10. They slipped it to him around 8:30. And next morning, he was in a coma.
Oh.
But, what you have to do, the important thing for our listeners to know, and it's emphasized in Medical Manslaughter, is you've got to choose an advocate while you're healthy. Whether it's your spouse or children or friend, whatever, you say to them, listen, if I end up in the hospital or the nursing home, would you be my advocate? And before they could even say yes, say, here's what I expect, because it just gives you the whole outline in Medical Manslaughter. But you ask them to come every single day, and they come to spend 3 to 5 hours there. And they walk in, and they're not there to bring magazines and eat bonbons. They're there to check on you, the patient, see if you're in any pain, see if you have a rash, see if you have some reaction to the medicines you're getting, read any information that's sitting there about the medicine that might be going through in a drip. And then you definitely look at the sheets, see if the sheets are changed, if you've had a bed bath. Is your food just sitting there and nobody came in to feed you and help you? Then you meet with the nurse and you want to know how he's doing, what's the progress, what are these medicines. And then every 5 days, definitely meet face-to-face with the doctor. Find out when he makes his rounds and be there.
You're very compelling, Gloria. This is unbelievable. And you say your husband is alive?
My husband died. They put my husband in a coma. I brought him out of the coma 34 days later. Of course, he had brain damage from being in the coma so long. I taught him to speak again because his words were all garbled. Had a speech therapist. Then I read him baby books, taught him. Finally, his speech came back slowly. But he would bounce between thinking the present was the past and, and was confusing. And so he never regained the way he was. And he was always very healthy. He was actually a Chicago legend. He had a big band orchestra. He was a singer, entertainer, and he backed many of the name stars, including Frank Dean and Sammy. And and Tony Bennett, and the list is actually endless.
Wow.
So she actually, in putting him in that coma, she started the end of his life.
Wow.
And in medical manslaughter, you read all about it, different things that happened, and an operation they wanted to do on him because they thought he had an infected gallbladder. But I said, no, you're not touching him until we know that it's absolutely true that he has one. And by the time the few days went by and prayers were said, he all of a sudden had no infected gallbladder. Mm. There was no need for an operation. And so there were six miracles that occurred. And then at the end of the book, in the finale, I proved to you that there is life after death. Believe in the supernatural because it's real.
Wow. Gloria York, Y-O-R-K-E. Her book is titled Medical Manslaughter. You are so passionate about this. I'm so sorry what you went through. Do you advocate suing and getting money from people that perform and mess up?
You can, but the rate of people actually securing any sort of income from it is somewhere around 8%.
Wow.
So you've got like 35% of people that try to put in a suit, and only maybe 8% actually get any money from it. In my case, I sent it to the attorney, and when they heard the name of the hospital, they were very hot on it and very, you know, passionate, and said, yes, I think you have a case here. And then they heard the name of the hospital, and they backed off.
Oh.
But then a second attorney firm I sent it to a few weeks later, he called me, and he said to me, when did you say your husband went into a coma? And I said, July 27th. He said, let me read the record to you. July 27th, patient alert and anxious to go home. July 28th, patient alert and anxious to go home.
Oh,
July 29th. I said, no. He was in a coma 34 days. He said, my dear, the doctor and the nurse went in and changed the record on you. And there's no way you can even prove it.
Wow.
He said, in the court of law, the doctor is God. You are nothing. He said, I'm so sorry. He said, I've seen this happen before, but you don't have a leg to stand on. And I said, well, I promise you, I will get the last word. And that's why I made that promise right then and there that I would write this book.
Well, listen, Gloria, good meeting you. God bless you for what you've endured. This has just got to be just awful, and yet you're illuminating something that needs illuminating. But I think a medical advocate is just such a sharp idea. To have somebody like you watching over is critical in this day and age.
Yes, we all have to take responsibility for our health.
Yeah.
Gone are the days thinking the doctor knows everything and he'll handle everything. No, you've got to assume responsibility to keep yourself alive.
Hmm. Thanks for being on, and good luck with the book and helping others.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Gloria York is her name, Y-O-R-K-E. The book is Medical Manslaughter. Wow, compelling. Makes you think. ESPN 93.5, check your sports headlines now. It is 8:18.
What a reunion for Flying Illini. They all have so many comments of the brotherhood and feeling like a family reunion when they reunited. Unfortunately, Penn State beat our Illini. Next up for us will be Purdue. Penn State on the women's side beat the Illini women 76-65. Illini women now 2-15 in the Big Ten, 10-18 overall. Alec Winninger led the team with 12. As far as girls basketball, IHSA state competition in Bloomington Normal, Schlarman got their repeat as Class 1A champions. St. Joe Ogden third in Class 2A, and Tri-County in fourth place in Class 1A. Back to Big Ten boards last night. Number 10, Michigan State over number 7, Michigan. Rutgers beat Minnesota. Xavier upset number 17, Villanova. Bulls will host Milwaukee tonight. Pacers and Detroit get our baseball team at 6-0 on the season. They beat Florida Atlantic yesterday. And the softball season is off to a good start, too. 10-3, beating Nichols State 5-3 yesterday.
All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good with the sunshine. High 31, down to 8.
18 this evening, up to 38, partly sunny tomorrow, down to 28 in the evening, up to 42, partly cloudy on Wednesday, more clouds and a chance for precipitation coming into Thursday with a high 34, back up to 39 on Friday. Right now, the temperature's at 17, ESPN 93.5.
All right, we're going to check your Fox business report. The markets are going to bounce. This is the longest winning streak we've had in the markets. You sure don't hear about it. But it's been going great here over the last 9 weeks. 359-2255. If you'd like to text us about medical manslaughter or anything else we talked about this morning, you're welcome. We'll be right back after this. It's 820 in Champaign-Urbana, ESPN 93.5.
Network. Optimism about the trade situation with China is expected to help stocks today. President Trump is delaying the increase in tariffs on imports from China. He's reporting very productive meetings. There is merger news today. General Electric is selling its biopharma business, GE Life Sciences, to Danaher. It's a $21.4 billion deal. Also, Barrick Gold is offering to merge with Newmont Mining. Warren Buffett says he doesn't plan to change his ownership stake in Kraft Heinz. The company lost money in its winter quarter, and its accounting is being investigated by the government. Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway is a major investor in Kraft Heinz, along with investment firm 3G Capital. Buffett says he believes he overpaid for Kraft in the merger of the two companies. A shareholder lawsuit is accusing Kraft Heinz of withholding information. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, The Candidates with Brett Baer. Each week, Fox's chief political anchor, Brett Baer, sits down with a panel of Fox News personalities and experts to bring you up-to-date information on potential 2020 presidential candidates.
I'm going to get me a beer.
The state of play.
Justice rings out for all.
And the possible path to victory.
Who's going to beat Donald Trump?
Subscribe now to The Candidates with Brett Baer, wherever you get your podcasts, or foxnewspodcasts.com.
Exclamation point.
Are your car's tires telling you it's time for a change? Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, we've got some of the major tire lines available with an incredible deal. Buy three, get one free. Select tires from Kelly and Economy are all buy three, get one free. Then let your CarX trained mechanic handle mounting, balancing, and expert installation. Visit your CarX man in Champaign and Danville, as this tire offer won't last long. Stop in, call, or schedule online at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Are you looking to outfit your organization or company in t-shirts or professional attire? Game Day Spirit specializes in custom corporate apparel with brands like Nike, Under Armour, Cutter & Buck, and more. Game Day Spirit guarantees high-quality screen printing and embroidery with on-time delivery and is a local small business right here in Champaign. Game Day Spirit wants to work with you to upgrade your look. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com. Set up a meeting and receive a quote.
What are you looking for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. Tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's in tune with your needs? Check. They're a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. They're Honda BMW Champaign. They are one of the best Honda dealers in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. They're off Neil at Burwash and Savoy. Go online to Honda BMW at drivechampaign.com.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lance from Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lance is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lance today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanceInc.com. I'm Troy Lance, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Want a good laugh?
Watch those funny insurance ads on TV. Want seriously good auto, home, business, or life insurance? Come to Thomas & Eller's Insurance Agency in Champaign, an independent Erie insurance agent. See for yourself why more than 90% of Erie customers stay with Erie year after year after year. Call Thomas & Eller's Insurance Agency today at 217-356-2400 or visit thomas-ellers.com.
If you like bowling, you want to do something good, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Illinois having a pajama party. Jeff Parmenter, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Right, what are we doing March 8, 9, 10? Tell us.
Hey, we're going to bowl for kids' sake for Big Brothers Big Sisters to support our program. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year, and we're in Champaign, and we are at Old Orchard Lanes, and we are ready to bowl and raise some money.
How can people get involved, Jeff?
All they got to do is call our office, 217-335-2227, and get involved that way. Just get yourself a team together of up to six people. Come out and bowl. There's free beverages and pizza and T-shirts and just some fun.
It'll be a great time. And you guys have all kinds of examples of the impact you have all the time with Big Brothers Big Sisters, don't you?
Yes, we do. The kids that are in our program, 46% are less likely to begin using illegal drugs, 27% less likely to begin using alcohol, 52% less likely to skip school, and 37% of them are less likely to skip a class.
Boy, it's all good stuff, Jeff. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Pajama Party, Bowl for Kids' Sake, March 8, 9, 10 at Old Orchard. Tell me how to reach you guys and get involved again.
Again, just call our office at 217-335-2227. Well, our folks will take care of you, get you signed up and ready to come out and bowl.
Are you needing more mentors to step up, Jeff?
Yes, we always are, Diane. We need a lot of mentors. We typically have about 90 kids on our waiting list. About 75 to 80% of those are boys. So we need a lot of men to at least come out and be big brothers for our children.
Hey, Jeff, hope it goes well. Thanks for being on.
Hey, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, take care.
ESPN 93.5, Jeff Parmenter, Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
BBBSCIL.org.
All right, 826.
President Trump flies to Vietnam today, ahead of his second summit with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
The president said he has developed a very, very good relationship with Kim.
And we're going to have, I think, a very interesting 2.5 days. In Vietnam.
The president tweeted this morning, with complete denuclearization, North Korea will rapidly become an economic powerhouse.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax compares himself to lynching victims in a speech to the state Senate. There are calls for him to resign over two sexual assault accusations.
Fairfax is African American, and so are the women. Fairfax again denied the accusations and says the truth is on his side while slamming his critics, accusing them of making a rush to judgment. When he finished his five-minute impromptu speech, stunned senators sat in awkward silence.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Dozens of people who were out to see a movie at the AMC Theater in Champaign last night were evacuated from the theater after police got reports of someone under the influence making threats. WCIA says officers later determined those threats were not credible and customers were told their tickets could be refunded. More alerts from the IRS about tax scams. There's been an overabundance of tax scams and schemes this tax season. NJ.com says it's becoming more common for criminals to pose as IRS employees, often calling and demanding payment for so-called outstanding bad debts. Scammers will sometimes threaten to contact the police or federal law enforcement agencies. They want you to pay with prepaid credit cards or money wires. The IRS suggests you hang up on the phone on that one. Also, be aware of so-called ghost preparers that can charge fees while posing as legitimate preparers. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
High at 31 with the sunshine, 18 our low tonight, 38 partly sunny tomorrow, partly cloudy and a low 28 on Tuesday evening. Wednesday's high at 42. Right now 17. ESPN 93.5.
I talked about the Academy Awards. I thought Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper were pretty darn good. They sang a duet, Shallow.
Hardcore.
better pace than normal. Normally, these things get over 10:30 or 11 o'clock, and I think it was done by 10:15.
That's right.
No host.
Being able to show clips of the top movies.
Yep, and
Green Book?
Green Book wins and got some criticism for winning. About Viggo Mortensen driving around, an African-American artist
piano player.
Yeah, goes to the South in the 60s, I think it was. Anyway, it wins, Green Book wins Best Picture, and that means it's going to be hugely watched now because people are going to want to know what everybody's talking about. And it's a movie I wanted to see, but most people, they get very busy.
Yep, the only one I saw was Black Panther. And they're bringing that back to the Virginia Theater on Wednesday evening in case you want to see it on the big screen.
That would be actually a good experience. I think it's a really, really good movie.
I know it got at least a costume award yesterday.
Yeah, and it's hard for superhero movies to resonate in like more substance. You know, last year the big criticism was not enough Black America. Well, you had a lot of that last night. Mm-hmm. African Americans well represented. Spike Lee, I think, wins his first. I think he's been nominated 5 times, and Samuel Jackson, he and Charles Barkley and Spike Lee are buddies, and Samuel Jackson comes out on the stage and gives the New York Knicks basketball score. And Spike, I know you want to know, but the Knicks won for the first time in 18 games. And then they started. And then he announced that he'd won, and Spike Lee goes up and wraps his legs around Samuel Jackson and jumps in his arms. So it was, and he's getting a lot of coverage this morning on saying we have to vote in 2020 and all that other stuff. I just did not look at it as an overly political. I guess I was expecting a lot more. And so the sideswipes at a Republican president are not new. That's just been going on. Meanwhile, the president will be headed to Hanoi to talk with Kim Jong-un of North Korea. And I think all of that is good. We're not launching missiles. We're not getting alerts in Tokyo about something overhead. Is it not good to at least discuss?
Have better international relations.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing that we're not bombing and trying to, you know, remember we had all the aircraft carriers moving towards Seoul? You don't want to do that. There's too many weapons and rogue missiles around those two countries. It could be bad. You launch something in Seoul, South Korea, there are going to be a lot of people die. So, I mean, a little credit to at least calming it down. I don't know if it's going to be successful. It's going to be really hard to get them to denuke. But the fact that it's the temperature's dialed down, there's be no credit for this president, but I think it's fantastic. And the fact that the markets are going nuts again, they're up 167 today, 26,198. That's been good for weeks. Have you heard much about that?
Nope.
It's something. It is really, really something. So much of what is being said is not exactly accurate. So there's a thread of truth to probably all of it, but it's just the whole picture is just not exactly right. It's just not true. A lot of what's being said is not true, but it's taken as fact. And so you have to be very discerning when you consume anything. I would encourage you to go to MSNBC, to Fox News, to Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Chicago Tribune, CNN, you know them all. And you'll find out that there's just different points of view, mostly against Trump, 90-some percent against Donald Trump. And it is some of the stuff is, and if you are against the wall or border security, then you're immoral. That's how it's being positioned today. And the left's going nuts. I mean, it's way too far. And this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the star, the darling of the Democratic Party. Now,
AOC.
Now she's getting on Dianne Feinstein, who's massively liberal, but being positioned now as a right-winger. Because a bunch of school children went to Dianne Feinstein's office and demanded she support the Green New Deal.
I saw that.
And she said, I've been doing this a while. I know what I'm doing.
Yes.
And they were trying to strong-arm her with the children.
Right. And she commented about being fiscally responsible also.
Right.
And how many votes that she got, and she's going to serve her public.
She's not going to pass. It's not going to work. You can't do it this way. And now AOC is criticizing Dianne Feinstein.
Right.
And Dianne will give it back to her. She is very liberal, but she doesn't like being pushed. And so it'll be interesting to see how that goes. All right, 839, if you'd like to text on anything we've discussed this morning, 359-2255. Always love your opinion. We got the Jeremy Warner Show coming up. Deion Thomas after 9 this morning. Illinois loses to Penn State in a very emotional weekend with the Flying Illini 30th anniversary reunion, which had darn near everybody here. I saw Irvin Small in the News Gazette picture. I didn't know he was coming back. Then you had Marcus Liberty and, of course, Kendall Gill, Stephen Bardo did the game. Stephen did the announcing.
That's right.
Which he had a slightly orange tie. He said, this is the only time I'm going to do this, but it is a kind of a reunion for us.
Uh-huh.
And I thought Penn State just took it to us from the opening tip. I could not believe how good they looked.
Right.
Being a 3-12 team. I just didn't expect that. And they had much bigger team. I was very surprised by how good Penn State looked. And I'm thinking, this is the last place team in the conference? Really? And then Rutgers beats Minnesota last night. I don't get it. It's just not easy. There's no patsy. There's no cupcake on the schedule, which is no fun. All right, back in a moment.
Ah, the month of love. And two men in the truck, they love helping you move. And it's easy. Get your accurate moving estimate using your smartphone. Call, text, or email a move specialist. They'll walk you through the process. No need to have someone come to your house. Do it using your mobile phone. Accurate estimate. Take a panoramic picture. Accurate estimate. Less time getting a moving estimate. More time for eating chocolate hearts. Visit twomenchampagne.com for your accurate moving estimate.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians, installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University Urbana.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent windstorm. Here to describe the event, a chest of drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt?
I just got a scratch on my chest.
Your chest of drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Duncan with Special Olympics Illinois Region I, and I'm inviting you to the 2019 Law Enforcement Torch Run, Polar Plunge, and Donut Dash at Lake of the Woods in Mahomet. It's going to be Saturday, March 9th. Recruit your friends and family to be on your Polar Plunge team and raise donations for Special Olympics Illinois. With various donation levels, you could reach our incentives like our Polar Plunge hat, our Polar Plunge towel, watch, zip-up jacket, and more. Register today at plungeillinois.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-494-6139. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-494-6139.
All right, stand by. Jeremy Warner Show. Deion Thomas is in the house. And apparently he says Penn State is not a 3-12 team. I thought they were. And he says, no, they're way better.
I see.
So we have zeroed in just a very small chance beating them out there. I thought that was going to be two wins. Penn State cannot beat me in basketball five games in a row. Come on. It's just not allowed. Five times in a row, Penn State has beaten me in football. Yeah, well, whatever. But basketball?
Hurt sting.
Yep, it does. In fact, let's check your sports headlines at 844, ESPN 93.5.
Well, maybe we should just focus on next up, which is Purdue on Wednesday. Georgie Bashanisvili is talking about us bouncing back, and we hope to do that. Penn State women's basketball team over the Illini 76-65 yesterday. Number 10 Michigan State over number 7 Michigan 77-70. Rutgers beat Minnesota yesterday 68-64. And in an upset in top 25 basketball, Xavier over number 17 Villanova 66-64. Bulls will host Milwaukee tonight. Pacers are at Detroit. On to the Illini. where we had our baseball team winning in Florida Atlantic. That final was 11-10 in 10 innings. Our softball team is 10-3, 5-3 winners over Nichols State. Brad Keselowski with the checkered flag in racing. Justin Johnson, 5-shot winner over Roy McIlroy in Mexico.
Feds have found 2,000 pounds of cocaine hidden in pineapples trying to get into the country.
Mm.
How many snorts is 2,000 pounds of cocaine?
A lot.
Oh, my gosh. Don't you just use a little?
That's a lot of people affected by that.
Oh, my lordy. Well, they found a good work hidden in pineapples. Maybe that blocks the smell or something.
Maybe.
All kinds of stuff trying to come into the country. I mentioned Janet and Grace ran in the half marathon down at Disney for Children's Miracle Network's 24,000 runners. 24,000
wow.
runners. It was like an hour before they even got to start because there's so many runners.
Uh-huh.
They had to be up at 2:15.
Wow.
The bus left at 2:30, and they had to start the race at 5:30, and they had to get done by the time the park opened. But they had people lining the streets, and to line the streets and clap, you had to pay $110.
Really?
It's $5.50 for a bottle of water. I think at some point. Now, to other side, Disney allows you to bring in a backpack full of food and water.
Okay.
They allow that. But otherwise, I mean, it's $120 for a park pass for a day.
I know it is.
So I'm thinking, you're not paying for that, Grandma is. Because you see a lot of young families, and I don't know how you afford that. If you have three kids and you want a park pass, it's $100 a day per child.
Mm-hmm.
So you better get $2,000 out just mm-hmm. for you guys to go to the park.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't count the food.
That's right.
Wow. I had no idea. I thought it was like $56 to get in.
No.
I guess changed over the years.
It has.
Man, how do you afford that, though? I mean, now they do have, if you stay at a property, they got all the shuttles, all the...
That's right.
All
and
free.
You have the Disney experience, and you get the, you know, princess package where you have lunch with them and the different experiences. So people just budget it in and spend a couple thousand.
This is going to take more than that. If you are in five people, say four people, and you do a three-day pass,
mm-hmm.
that's $1,500 right there. No food, no water, just and that doesn't count hotel. It doesn't count flight or driving. You could make a $3,000 bill easy. Maybe four. That's just a lot. And having a travel company now, I talked to the Disney rep at a show, and she apologized and said, you know, we'd love to, but we don't do discounts.
Yeah.
So, well, I guess we don't have to, do we? There's just no benefit of going in a group.
Right.
Because the number is the number because they can get it.
That's right.
But again, it was, last time we took the kids to Disney, they were very small, and it was $56, and I almost fell over. I think Six Flags is like a $50 bill.
It is.
Maybe that's more now, too.
It is.
And then I think again, if you're going to do that, can you not charge a dollar for water? Can you not give me something? I mean, really.
Agreed.
You're going to make a bazillion. You got to charge me $5 for water. That's just mean. It is mean. And then, of course, everything with Mickey Mouse. If you wanted a chocolate sundae with a souvenir glass, it's $17.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate sundae with a souvenir glass is $17. And guess who wants it?
That's right.
The kids want the ears, too.
Uh-huh.
Dial down, my friends. Dial down.
Now, they redeem passes at any time. There was a couple that wasn't able to return to Disney and had their passes. They paid, I think, $10 or $15 for them, and they passed them to us.
What, 20 years ago, maybe?
Disney said, this is fine. Well, we will take these. So
too bad they didn't buy 100 of them. Maybe you ought to buy 100 of them now. So save money later.
Available online.
Yeah, 8:48. Let me get your weather next.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve District offers lots of great winter fun. Our educational programs will take you on a hike under a full moon, teach you about owls, how to make maple syrup, and introduce you to letterboxing. Outside offers sledding, cross-country skiing, trail hikes, and ice fishing. On clear nights, head to Middle Fork River Forest Preserve in Penfield to check out the stars. You'll be amazed with a view at Illinois' first international dark sky park. Go to CCFPD.org to see what all we have to offer for you to get closer to nature this winter.
Hi, this is Sarah,
Shannon,
and Sylvia about an empty tomb work. In this world, some things are just not right.
One of them is little kids under 5 dying from simple causes in 40 countries.
You can feel hopeless, or you can donate $50 once a year at missionmatch.org.
Strengthen the supply lines.
Through churches, in Jesus' name.
There's a lot you cannot do.
You can do this.
missionmatch.org.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Dan Ward, law enforcement official of the month, Champaign Police Department. Has it gotten any better out there, or is still plenty of disrespect for law enforcement? And I mean, some of the incidents around the country with shootings at police officers, it's egregious to me. I just don't think as a society we ought to tolerate it. You're battling that every day.
Yeah, so 2018, we had 150 officers die in the line of duty. 52 of those were due to direct gunfire. This year, we're up to 10 already. So, yeah, it's not a thing that gives you much hope in how where things are going. But in our community, and that is the minority. That's like 0.001%. So, you know, we hear from a lot of really good folks who really appreciate what we do, and they'll stop you on the road and you're thinking, oh, I'm getting out with somebody who needs something, and they're just there to shake your hand and tell you thank you, and that means a lot.
Dan Ward, are we seeing less qualified people apply? Are the people not wanting to become officers of the law?
The ones we're getting and we're hiring, really, really good quality. I've been really impressed the last 5-10 years, so I'm going to say no.
Okay, good. Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com. Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies, get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. All right, here's your weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good with the sunshine. Today's high near 30, down to around 18 this evening, up to 38. Tomorrow down to 28, partly cloudy. More clouds on Wednesday with a high of 42 expected. Then after 7 a.m. on Thursday, we're expecting some precipitation that could be rain or snow with a high of 34 down to 24. Right now the temperature's at 18. ESPN 93.5.
Ocasio-Cortez, people shouldn't reproduce due to climate change. Breaking now.
Okay.
Well, she gets so wide-eyed, it's like, golly, can we just dial it down and maybe you're wrong on a few things? Maybe? Crazy. But she's taken over the Democratic Party because everyone's afraid of her. Because you unleash that, good luck. By the way, the Oscars last night, I came in this morning, said, I don't know what anybody said, I enjoyed it, didn't have a host. And the coverage pretty much has been political. It's been, oh, they said that. Oh, they said that. So what? So what? They're going to say stuff like that. That's just normal.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I thought it'd be more of a Trump bashing than it was. And there's just a few. I thought they were kind of subtle, too.
Right.
Barbara Streisand said, in this day and age, when the truth is so important, as if Barack Obama owned the truth. I mean, it's silly. All politicians aren't exactly down the middle.
Right.
Nobody is. Oscar ratings, what do you think, up or down?
Probably down.
Up. Oh, so there goes your need a host theory.
Okay.
The bottom line is this, you don't need a host. They went nice, you know, transitions were good. It was quick. Pace was better.
I thought so, too.
You don't need it, because then you just got something else to complain about.
Mm-hmm.
So they opened with Adam Lambert. I thought that was fine.
That's right.
Queen.
With Queen.
Yeah, it was appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Take me 50 years to realize Queen's a British group. I didn't know.
Okay.
They sound British to me. That's how much you knew about Queen, but we know their songs.
I want to see Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, the kid that won was,
Rami?
Yeah, he was just... couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And then the best actress, everybody said Glenn Close because it's, you know, 7 nominations, no Oscar.
Right.
And the woman from The Favorite was very, very funny.
Right.
And She really, truly did not.
Seems surprised.
She did not. And Emma Stone sat by her, and she's like going, like,
I know.
They were shocked it wasn't Glenn Close. Anyway, we'll meet back tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
Hey, thank you for listening. Jeremy Warner next. Deion Thomas again in the house. What do you think of Penn State? What do we think of Purdue? That's Wednesday night. Yeah, whatever. And who knows? This team can bite you. So we can compete. Purdue's pretty good, and they're always hard on us over there in West Lafayette. But that's next. All right, we'll meet on the radio again tomorrow. We thank you so much for listening. Deion Thomas, part of the Jeremy Warner program. That's coming up next. Tan Karp this afternoon. And we are back tomorrow morning. Winds calming finally after a really blustery weekend. I am Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Have a great Monday.
Tired of waiting?